I'm going to steal Dana's line. Onions, anyone? Story here from Reuters. Yum Brands said today it would be removing fresh onions from its meals at Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC restaurants out of an abundance of caution following an E. coli outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers. The E. coli outbreak has killed at least one person, sickened nearly 50 others across the West and Midwest. You cannot get a Quarter Pounder at any Kansas McDonald's and most Missouri McDonald's.
Which, by the way, is their number one seller. That is a massive...
So here's what happened yesterday to someone close to me. They were in line at McDonald's, and the person ordering in front of them said, "I would like a Quarter Pounder." And he said, like, my ears kind of perked up because I was curious what they were going to say because he follows the news. And it was like, we do not have that on the menu today because
it'll
the
meat. Because it'll kill you.
The meat in that particular burger does not meet McDonald's standards.
Oh, that's what we're going with?
That's what we're going with.
Blaming the meat?
Yes, and the woman who does not follow the news at all said, well, can I just get, why can't I just get a Quarter Pounder? I can get another burger? Yes, ma'am. But not a Quarter Pounder. That's right.
Yeah, I feel like going with the meat as the problem was a bad option
the when meat
the
is
rest
not
of your products are burgers.
Up to our standards. Why not just post a sign saying, if you've been living under a rock, that there's one person dead, 49 sickened. They believe it has something to do with the onions that we had nothing to do with. And out of an abundance of caution, we're not serving the Quarter Pounder.
Why can't they serve the Quarter Pounder sans onions?
It's a great question. So, as of yesterday, that's what they were being told.
Somebody on the text line just wrote in, I just had lunch at Burger King. They don't have onions either.
Why would you mess with it?
This tells me that they all get their chopped, their finely chopped onions from the same warehouse.
Why wouldn't you chop the onions yourself or, dare I say, go to a grocery store, buy some onions, and chop them up?
Because it takes some time to figure out where the onions came from. And if you are a corporation, you've seen what McDonald's stock has done in the last.
Well,
it's don't even mess with
it.
We're taking onions off the menu. Sysco, one of the largest food distributors in the United States, has also notified its customers of the onion recall. And Sysco, by the way, does not do business with McDonald's.
It was the same issue almost a decade ago now with Chipotle. And I believe it was their sour cream. They had an issue with their sour cream, and I could be mistaken, but I believe that was correct. And they pulled sour cream off the menu or whatever the product was for like a year and a half because they didn't trust it.
So every year, this is from the New York Times, there are between 20 to 50 E. coli outbreaks in the United States, according to the CDC. In 2024 alone, 13 cases were linked to organic walnuts. 11 cases were linked to raw cheddar cheese. And then in 2019, you all remember the romaine lettuce outbreak.
Oh, yeah. So 2 days ago, check that. 2 days ago, McDonald's stock dropped from $3.14 a share to $2.85 a share. It is slowly recovering.
Oh, sure.
Today.
Listen to this. Experts have found that open creeks used to water fields can be littered with fecal material from wild animals and larger scale cattle and other farms. At the time of the lettuce outbreak, Taylor Farms Company pledged to only buy leafy greens from growers that treated their irrigation water to kill bacteria. The FDA finalized a rule last year on how water should be treated on farms that grow produce, but did not require routine treatment of irrigation water. Why would the FDA, first of all, take all of this time when the last enormous outbreak was the lettuce in 2019 to finalize that rule? And then once they got around to finalizing the rule to protect the water that is irrigating the crops, not throw in some sort of stipulation that you have to treat your irrigation water?
Somebody on the text line says the onion on the Quarter Pounder is slivered
instead of
diced.
Correct.
So what does slivered mean?
Like little slivers. They look like a letter C.
Oh, so
or
not
an L.
Not the round kind of onion.
No.
But it's like half of it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's sliced, cut in half. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There is no treatment, by the way, to stop the disease from progressing once it has started. One of the people hospitalized right now is a child.
I know
the FDA is bureaucratic and it takes a million years to get anything done, certainly with drugs coming onto the market. But right. It would seem to me if we know this is coming from the irrigation water, the E. coli that ends up on the onions that are watered or the lettuce, Why would you not just say you have to treat the irrigation water? This will just keep happening, will it not?
I suspect, yeah.
Well, but what would be the cost for all of those farmers to, rather than using just run-of-the-mill water?
I don't know.
To put it through a water treatment plant.
Beef, by the way, used to be the frequent source of E. coli outbreaks, but several high-profile outbreaks have sparked food safety changes that makes beef a far less likely culprit. Here's why they started looking at the onions.
But didn't you say that the source of this E. coli was excrement from livestock that was
pooping
near the rivers?
You're not going to stop the runoff from farm animal runoff or wild animal runoff.
Right.
You're not going to stop that, which is why I'm questioning why they don't just say you have to treat
cows.
The irrigation.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm a little bit confused. If it's the cattle excrement that is getting into the water that is creating the E. coli, could you not deduce that the cows are the source of the E. coli?
Well, no, it's the fecal matter
that is the source
of the E. coli.
That is in the water then the water is used to treat.
All right. And so they're just pumping the water straight from the stream or the creek or whatever runs through their farm to then irrigate the crops. What they're suggesting is that rather than pumping it straight out of that water source, they need to be running it through a series of filters.
Okay.